Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Suzanne Hogan. Last Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Tennessee Titans, making the record 5-0, the second time in the club's history since 2003. The Chiefs had the worst record in the NFL last year, but this year is looking completely different. Our guest is Joel Thorman, editor of Arrowhead Pride, the biggest Chiefs blog in Kansas City. Welcome, Joel.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we heard that one of our guests hopes that Chiefs lose.
I just heard that. That was a nice little parting gift by him, wasn't it?
But you disagree.
Totally disagree. This has been a very fun first month of the season. Complete opposite of last year. And yeah, I mean, everyone in the city, I think you're kind of seeing, is starting to get behind him again.
Yeah. So what is the greater significance of being an undefeated team at this point in the season with just the terrible record we had last year?
Well, you know, like you said, worst record in the NFL last year. So many things went wrong, and the Chiefs just cleaned house. And when that happens in the NFL, you hope that things get better quickly, but it's usually not this quickly. In fact, the Chiefs have set an NFL record for the best start after winning two or less games from the year before. So from a historical standpoint, their turnaround is something that we've never really seen before. It's shocking. I mean, it's just, you know, that's just what I keep coming back to. I just can't believe this.
So what has the fan experience been like at Arrowhead and even just around the city? What's your sense been on how people are feeling?
It's been terrific. You know, the last several years, the Chiefs have struggled quite a bit. So the fans weren't coming out, in the way that they did before. And it was pretty amazing to see the Chiefs this year win their first game. And then by the second game, Arrowhead was packed again. And you saw it again a couple of weeks ago against the Giants. And it's kind of starting to feel like it felt in the 90s when you know, this town was all about football and it was all Chiefs and Arrowhead was packed to the brim every weekend. I mean, that's like the feeling that I'm starting to get back. And you know, I can tell from running my website, just the sheer number of people visiting the website is way up.
Really?
So people are absolutely excited.
Last time you were here, you said you thought we'd be competitive. And so far, one of the three teams that's undefeated. Were you expecting that we would be this good? And is it too early to look at possible division titles or playoffs?
I did not think the Chiefs would be this good. I think I predicted 9 wins for them all season. They could get that by Thanksgiving, you know, the way this season's going. But I didn't expect things to go this well this quickly. I think the general feeling was that the Chiefs have a new quarterback and a new head coach, and they're going to be respectable again. They've clearly gone past expectations there. As for whether or not it's too early, it's never too early to talk playoffs when you won 2 games the year before. The somewhat unfortunate part of this season is that while the Chiefs are unbeaten, the Denver Broncos, who are also in the AFC West, the same division as the Chiefs, are having one of the greatest starts in NFL history. That's a little frustrating.
And you mentioned that last time you were here, you were expecting that the Broncos and Chiefs would probably be fighting it out for for titles. So what do the Chiefs need to do to keep up this competitive edge so when they play the Broncos on the 17th that we'll be able to, you know, win?
So the key to the Chiefs' success this season, I would say overall, is that they're not screwing it up. Last year they just made mistake after mistake and they found ways to lose games. This year they're not necessarily going out there and taking the bull by the horns like you might expect with a 5-0 team, but they're just playing smart, sound football. They're not making the silly mistakes. They're not making the worst top 10 Sports Center list that you see. They're just playing really overall sound football and just not making all those crazy mistakes that we saw last year, week in and week out.
And a lot of that probably has to do with new coaching from Andy Reid, who said in an interview just the other day that he's all about rivalries, which kind of sets up what we're about to experience this weekend when we play the Raiders. What is the importance of this game, and where does this rivalry really come from?
Raider Week. Well, it goes way back in the day with Al Davis and Lamar Hunt, and Lamar Hunt was kind of represented the NFL, the shield. He was all about the greater good of the league, and Al Davis liked to mess with that a little bit. You know, when they had the NFL owners would vote on things, you could always bet that there was going to be 31 owners voting one way and Al Davis voting the other way. So that's how it kind of started. It's had its highs and lows. You know, I think the highs that we saw came during the 90s, and that was because Marty Schottenheimer, you know, told his players that, yeah, every game is important, but this one means more. The Raiders are a little bit different. And, you know, we did hear Andy Reid talk earlier this week, and he did kind of hint at that, you know, this is a big week. This is Raider week. This is important. And, you know, he had some very intense rivalries where he came from in Philadelphia. So I think he's ready to experience what an AFC West rivalry is like.
And then, you know, we've been talking about Andy Reid and Alex Smith. And what about our running game, Jamaal Charles? How has he kind of stepped up and made our running game look like something, you know, that we can make the score some points with.
Right. So it was a little bit of a switch this year in how how Jamaal Charles was used. Last year he was running the ball all the time. Now they're passing and running the ball with him. So he's touching the ball, whether it's a pass or a run, more than any running back in the NFL. So they're using the heck out of him, and they're going to do everything they can because they understand that he's just a special talent.
This might be kind of nerdy, but do you know how Alex Smith and Jamaal Charles are doing in the fantasy football world? Are they picking up?
I think Jamaal Charles is doing okay. Alex Smith is not so much of a fantasy player. You know, like I was saying earlier, he's not the type that's going to go out and, you know, throw for hundreds of yards and five touchdowns, but he's also probably not going to go out there and lose you the game. And I think ultimately that's what Chiefs fans care about.
Right. Well, we're almost out of time, but I guess just I wonder, Chiefs fans, even if we lose, I mean, we're probably going to lose a couple games this season. That's fine. Is there any way that we could come down off this high we're feeling right now? I mean, if we lost five in a row, do you think people would still be like, you know what, but at least we did better than last year?
I think there will be some of that to a degree, but I was amazed at how quickly after the Chiefs, you know, won these first few games that expectations immediately rose. I mean, if they do not make the playoffs this year and they lose five in a row, that is a big problem. That is not going to be good. I think the overall long term health of the team is good, and I think they're going to be good down the road. But for right now, for where we were last year to where we are right now, I think it's very, very important that the Chiefs continue to do well and at least make the playoffs, which, you know, 90% of teams that win their first five games make the playoffs.
And your predictions for this weekend?
I do think the Chiefs are going to win. 24-9 is what I would put it at.
All
so
right,
mark it down.
We'll hold you to it. We're out of time. I want to thank Joel Thorman, editor of Arrowhead Pride, a Chiefs blog in Kansas City. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow for Central Standard as we discuss the causes, treatments, and growing awareness of sex addiction. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and myself with Ross Steinmetz. Up to Date is next with the Book Doctors and their favorite mysteries and chilling tales. I'm Suzanne Hogan, and this is Central Standard on KCUR.